And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of Pauline Kael, born Petaluma, California, 1919, went off to Berkeley, tried her hand at filmmaking and playwriting, and then she started running an art film theater in Berkeley as she wrote reviews for various publications. She began writing for the New Yorker magazine, Movie Reviews, in 1968. Reviews collected in various books, including I Lost It at the Movies and When the Lights Go Down. It's the birthday of Tobias Wolff, Birmingham, Alabama, 1944, author of the memoir This Boy's Life and his memoir Old School. His brother Jeffrey wrote memoirs as well, and their mother, Rosemary, once said, "If I'd known both my boys were going to be writers, I might have lived life a little differently." Tobias Wolff, who said about writing, "I have learned that you can be patient and diligent, and sometimes it just doesn't strike sparks. Writing well is not a promised reward for being virtuous. Every time you do it, you're stepping off into darkness and hoping for some light." Tobias Wolff said, "We love hearing stories of other people's misfortunes, not terrible misfortunes, but if somebody has taken a really expensive holiday, we don't mind hearing that their flight was canceled and they had to sleep on the airport floor, and that there was no snow on the slopes when they finally arrived, and that the heating crashed in their hotel, and that they had to wear several layers of clothing to bed every night. We live by stories." It was on this day, 1964, Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, which outlawed all segregation on the basis of race in the United States. The bill needed 67 votes in the Senate to break a Southern filibuster, and it got 71. And it's the birthday of the mathematician and mystic Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont, France, in 1623, who invented the first mechanical calculator, and also experienced a divine vision one November night in 1654, went off to live in a convent, wrote his Pensées, his Thoughts, in which he describes his wager, arguing that if God does not exist, the skeptic loses nothing by believing in him, but if God does exist, then the skeptic gains salvation. Pascal also argued that it is the heart that experiences God and not reason. Here's a poem for today by Greg Watson, a poem about a dog, Yellow Lab, outside the coffee shop. The yellow lab outside the coffee shop today cannot sit still, but instead radiates the ever-expectant energy of 1,000 hummingbirds, tail sweeping back and forth across the gray, littered sidewalk, sits without touching the ground, knowing that any moment the one who matters most will emerge, slip his worn leash from the bench, and the day will suddenly fall into place. Every sound, sight, and aroma discovered anew, the sun thrown everywhere at once with a cool lake of shadow following as if it had somewhere to go. Greg Watson's poem, Yellow Lab, Outside the Coffee Shop, from When the Music Remains, published by Noden Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's Proton. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.